Blog Talk Radio.
Well, happy fall 2023. Welcome back to school, fall 2023. I like to do what I call sometimes these class roundups. And hey, since I am the one and only Dr. Shawande Mustakeem, I thought I'd come on and talk about what am I teaching this fall of fall 2023. So again, this is my version, the only version, because again, I am the one and only Dr. Shawande Mustakeem. I'm talking through Dr. Mustakeem's class roundup for fall 2023. What am I teaching? What am I doing? Where are we going? How's it looking? Congratulations and welcome to the new world of higher intellect for those who are just starting college, for those who love learning, welcome to my way of empowerment. I continue to empower in all of my living, and every semester I do my best. I try to come on and empower with what am I teaching this semester and highlight some books, not only the class itself, but also the books. So, again, this fall 2023, I have two really exciting classes. I've taught them before. One, Women in Crime in American History and the Evolution of American History. Or really, once we're in the class, I remind them, oh, this is really Women in Crime and the Evolution of American History, okay? Because we've gone a long time looking for his story. So where's her story? Let's begin to broaden in other ways. So this class will begin to do that, to think about what does crime look like when with the policing of women and girls, and what does crime itself look like in the many versions? How exciting. And so relevant to where the world is, where the world wants to go. And that class, again, we're talking about women and crime and the evolution of American history that I am teaching this fall 2023. It is jam-packed, both classes. I am so excited. I know the students are super thrilled. They know the book's coming, and I'll be sharing those with you in a moment. The other class that I'm teaching, and both of these classes dovetail between many departments and many conversations. So they're housed between the Department of African and African American Studies, as well as the Department of History, American Culture Studies, and many others, as well as medical humanities, because again, we're trying to deepen our understanding in the living and knowing about the past and all of what has evolved through it. So the other class that I'm teaching is a longtime fave for many. It's one of the longest, or perhaps the oldest, Black film course at Washington University in St. Louis, where I teach. Again, I am the one and only Dr. Shawande Mustakeem, and I'm coming on to do my Mustakeem class roundup so everyone can be empowered about what am I teaching, what are the classes, and also what are the books. There'll be more than just books. There'll be many deep conversations that I know a lot of us want to be a part of. So that's why I said let's continue to extend the conversation and expand it in other ways, because I plan to empower even more in the coming weeks and as the semester goes on, alongside many others, as you all will hear in the future. Empowerment is my thing. So again, the other class that I am teaching is entitled Visualizing Blackness, Histories of the African Diaspora Through Film. And it is so awesome because it is one of the vital opportunities that I use to really probe pop culture in so many forms. Whether we're thinking about marketing, we're thinking about TV, we're thinking about film, we're thinking about who and what, who's producing it, what's the central theme, what's the takeaway, what if somebody had never been exposed to Black people before, what is this film, what did that episode do in the telling of Blackness across the diaspora. So as you see, we're covering many places and ground and land and sea. So, in fact, now I want to go into the books. What are you teaching in Dr. Mustakeem's class? Oh, yeah, we're going to go deep. To some, it'll seem easy. Not really. It's trying to meet people at what we say we know, what we think everybody already knows. And then it'll also, you know, capture the attention of those who think, well, I should have already known this. We can't know everything, but at the same time, we can go deeper in our thinking of it. So let's go ahead and jump in with the books that will be deepening students' conversation in a variety of ways. And we're going to go ahead and start with visualizing blackness, because this class, it's taken so many iterations. It's had so many different films and books. And this fall, we're going to really think about slavery and memory. We're going to think about resistance, activism, policing, and also perceptions of policing and the treatment of the black mind. So to start, all students will be required to read the book Slavery at Sea, Terror, Sex, and Sickness in the Middle Passage. Again, that is to get students to think about what do we see, what do we know, and then what does it look like on screen across generations in different ways? What do we like? What do we not? And then what do we know? Or we know in the world we're in right now, what do you actually not know now that the power of the curriculum, as I always remind my students, is the real power. So to keep it going, next we're going to be looking at Dr. Tamika Nunley's recent book, The Demands of Justice, Enslaved Women, Capital Crime, and Clemency in Early Virginia. So for all those students who are interested in law or really thinking about the world of resistance and how the state responds and how far does a state and even a nation that is just so addicted and entrenched within the economy of slavery, what does that look like? How does that play out? And Dr. Nunley is going to help my students to begin to think about that as we engage the visual, but also think about the telling of, and especially Virginia, who do we know about? Who do we not? And is it gendered in our memory making and memory unmaking? We're going to go there. So again, thus far, Slavery at Sea and The Demands of Justice are two of the four books that will be assigned in my fall 2023 class, Visualizing Blackness, Histories of the African Diaspora. You see, we're going to cover just some really critical, not just, vital points of conversation that everyone could always benefit in knowing even more about. So in fact, another book that the students that I've taught over many years in order to get students to think about the diaspora in another way, there is the outplay of the African-American narrative, and then there is those in political exile. So students, in fact, are going to be reading Assata Shakur, an autobiography, so that they can learn and know who Assata Shakur is. So that way students cannot just assume that Tupac Shakur and Assata Shakur, that it all is the same, because I think those who really know that Afeni Shakur is Tupac's mother, not Assata Shakur. So that book has continued to allow students to think about their own identity, to think about a world, and then a connection of others as activism really plays out in a world that's ever-changing. So you see, we're still talking through the books that are being assigned within my one-of-a-kind Visualizing Blackness, Histories of the African Diaspora through Film course. And the last book that students will be assigned to read, my continued assigning of it is because it is one-of-a-kind and because we need to really think about, as people want to go into mental health and I want to be a psychiatrist or I want to, you know, really be a therapist, we have to understand how a field became what it is even more. There is what we tell in the history and the history that evolves. And then there is what Jonathan Metzl does in his very important book, Protest Psychosis, How Schizophrenia Became a Black Disease. And Jonathan Metzl, also being a psychiatrist and a historian, really tells us about this evolution of the field of psychiatry in a whole other way at a turning point that we think we know and then we don't, and then when we see and engage its reality, then what do we do with it in then knowing? Now that we know, how do we begin to portray the internal world of a state, a mental state hospital or what used to be insane asylums? Or what do we know about the history and the herstory, and what place does it have in the evolution of black history? Very deeply connected. And it doesn't just start in Michigan, which is where Dr. Metzl's book is focused, but at the same time is a part of a long continuum that is anchored on the disposability of black people and, dare we say, black minds. So again, I am the one and only Dr. Shawnee Moose King coming on to get us to think about where are students going to go for those who choose to, not allowed to, choose to show up, to become smarter, to go deeper, to be empowered in incredible ways and not be told, you can't learn this. No, you need to be deficient and devoid of any deeper learning. Oh, no, you come into a Dr. Mooskin class. It's on in learning so much that needs to be understood within our global understanding. So within that class overall, we're going to be thinking about the African-American experience, the portrayal of slavery at sea as well as on land, and also thinking about the evolution in the making, but overall, the evolutionary history and herstory of the African diaspora that we can see through film, that we can also see through the memory making, and also how we tell the history of these places across the world that have black people. So now, keeping it moving, we're going to go to this very trendy class. Oh, definitely never saw it coming, but here we go. Women and Crime and the Evolution of American History. But again, as I said, that class, we go deep in understanding the concept that has always been there about the evolution of herstory. What does crime look like through female hands? What does crime look like even committed against a female body? We're going to really think in a lot of different ways as we have before. This is now going to be my second time teaching this absolutely riveting class. And the way we're going to take it to the high level, because again, just like Visualizing Blackness, Women and Crime and the Evolution of American History is jam-packed with all of these students who are ready to go deep and to think in other ways that, yes, they may tread upon a little bit of Lifetime. They may go into a little bit of Hulu or other places that, again, it is satisfying this interest in crime and the evolution. But we're placing females, not just women, but also women and girls in our understanding of American female crime and also thinking about the local outplay of female crime. So we're going to keep it moving. Again, I'm going to empower you about, within this class, the 5 books that these students are assigned to read. I'm so excited because it is a continuation and then also an expansion at the same time. So where we're going first is that one-of-a-kind, super important book by Ann Butler. It's called Gender Justice in the American West, Women Prisoners in Men's Penitentiaries. I have continued to find such value in this book and even more to live and teach in the state of Missouri. That means I am not East Coast. I am not West Coast. It is this untapped American West, the Midwest, that I need my students to know. You don't just go to college here. Let's learn about the parts of the American West that also include, and very centrally so, Missouri. So again, the students are going to be reading Gender Justice in the American West by Ann Butler. And what I love about that book is that it goes many unexpected places, and it really thinks about just a bigger spiral of the world, of the female world, within the interior space of men's penitentiary. Now, we all know that's important because there is the male story of the penitentiary and crime. Yeah, let's think about what does the female version look like? Let's go deeper. So next, one of the most iconic, it is the iconic book, Colored Amazons by Dr. Callie Gross. Colored Amazons, Crime, Violence, and Black Women in the City of Brotherly Love, 1880 to 1910. I continue to use this book because my students gravitate to it. They get it. They're so grateful. Then they want to go even deeper. And I love that it allows for cross-century understanding of what does crime look like in the outplay of female hands and black female hands, and also to look at what does the policing look like on the outside and the inside. So again, that is Colored Amazons by Dr. Callie Gross. So from there, we're going to be going to this very interesting book called Wicked Women of Missouri by Larry Wood. Now, in previous years, I've used another book by Larry Wood, and this year I decided, well, we're going to go with Wicked Women of Missouri. Because, hey, the class is all about women and girls, so that way we can think about Missouri. And this is also concentrating an even more local focus. So I'm very grateful that that book is there. And in order to continue that conversation, the fifth, but definitely not the least, is so important, since the Missouri State Penitentiary seems to have quite the attraction for ghost tours and all kinds of penitentiary tours, I thought my students should know about the Missouri State Penitentiary as we think about what is the history being told about this Missouri space that included not just men, but and also females of many kinds. So they'll be reading Jamie Rasmussen's The Missouri State Penitentiary, 170 Years Inside, quote, the Walls. So that'll be important for those students if they ever find themselves going, or anyone, you find yourself going to the Missouri State Penitentiary, you should be empowered before you just go and be a consumer of this carceral history that is so steeped in blood and trauma and a good bit of the untold. And the untold is still connected with the females that we don't really know about. So what I appreciate about that book, and part of the reason why I'm assigning it, is so students can get the macro history and also begin to get what is definitely a micro herstory. It's nothing all that super deep, but it is useful in understanding the landscape of female prisoners within the Missouri State Penitentiary. And in addition to that, students are really going to cover a lot of ground in thinking about crime and just the carceral world that happen around them, that they're in, and also that include men. So it's going to be fun. I'm really excited because the goal is to broaden our understanding of women in crime includes many versions of women, many versions of girls, many versions of females, black, white, East Asian, South Asian. There's a whole lot to be told. And so we're going to be thinking through primary sources. We're going to be thinking through just data. We're going to be thinking through primary in unexpected ways and also thinking about the world of archives. So as I broaden back out to say and remind us, I am the one and only Dr. Shawnee Musikeem coming on to empower those who are curious. Where are the conversations going to go? And they will be quite gendered. They will be quite historical. They will be sometimes riveting, and then at other times, jaw-dropping. And then other times, who knows, might be boring. And then it might also begin to plant new seeds of understanding about the evolution of many histories and herstories across the world and also within what we understand to be the evolution of American history. So this is going to be cool. It's going to be fun. And the goal is to empower the future so that the future can go even deeper in these conversations versus just talking about Lizzie Borden or depending on whatever is currently trending right now. So the students are going to be thinking about the timeline of memory and thinking about the timeline of memory that intentionally includes females of many kinds. So between film and women and girls in crime, we're going to go deep. We're going to really bring the past to the present so we can understand what is it that the future is trying to hide that we should know. Is someone really trying to hide it? What and where and how can we access and be a part of informing the future to tell about a nation and its own making of itself in the various ways, through the visual and also through the detonation of crime. So, again, I am the one and only Dr. Shawnee Musikeem, and I'm just doing what I love to do. I love to come and empower, and every semester when it hits me in time, it's like, let's go. I like to empower what's the class roundup, what am I teaching, and or what's going on inside the classroom. So I encourage everyone across the world, the diaspora, stay tuned for even more and even more unexpected from my Visualizing Blackness, Histories of the African Diaspora through Film course, as well as, and you can definitely count on also, hearing unexpected conversations that will come through my one-of-a-kind Women in Crime and the Evolution of American Herstory. But again, you know, for the basics, for those who need it this way, Women in Crime and the Evolution of American History. So, all right, here we go. We're going to round it all up to say welcome back. Welcome to college where rigor happens, where you can go deeper in the thinking and the engagement, and then the memory making among a collective environment that wants to go deep. Any student that doesn't want to go deep definitely should not stay in my class. I mean, that's anybody. Hey, why are you in college if you don't want to go deep, if you just want to be on the scroll? Scroll is not going to happen in my class. Instead, we're going to go deeper in our historical and herstorical knowing and making and engagement. Stay tuned for even more. And, hey, again, expect the unexpected. I am the one and only Dr. Shawnee Moose-Keem, and, again, we were coming on to talk back to school, fall 2023, the Moose-Keem class roundup. These are the classes that I'm teaching. Those are the books that the students are going to be engaged in. And stay tuned for even more. All right, now, take care. Bye-bye.
Recording stopped.